Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, we follow the order of daily prayer for morning found on page 295 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 755, In the Very Midst of Life. The text is Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Look around for even a minute, and it seems as though everything is going to hell in a handbasket, doesn't it? Disasters, not just Helene, but of all kinds, befall us with regularity. Hurricanes, floods, and fires, not to mention assault, theft, and assassination attempts. Don't even bother turning on the news to see it either. That's just depressing. Besides, it's already at our doorsteps, and it's knocking at our doors. We see it, we feel it, we know it. Society is decaying, and along with it, the degradation of all kinds of things that used to hold our country together. Not the least of which is, of course, civil discourse, which is going the way of the dodo. It's surprising and it's shocking, but it shouldn't be. Not really. We do have the warnings from Scripture. Wars, rumors of wars, these things must take place. Not may, must. Nation will rise against nation. There will be famines. There will be earthquakes. And Jesus tells us that these are birth pains. They are signs that the end of the days is upon us. The delivery is coming. So repent. Your day, my day, may come before that great and awful day at the end. It may even be today. Those upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell had no warning. There was no forecast to grab their go bags and to retreat to a safe place. Neither were they better or worse than the survivors. No better or worse than us. Last year, 41,000 people died in car accidents in the United States alone. 42,000 from acts of violence. That's the population of a small city. Not big enough yet to be concerned? Then what about the 609,000 that died from cancer, or the 703 from heart disease? Again, repent, but do not despair. Let these things not scare us, but let them remind us of God's great mercy. If we were to get what we deserved, then we all would have perished long ago. God's merciful hand extends over creation even to this day, limiting, protecting, providing, keeping utter destruction at bay until the end, until all whom he calls would hear and come to faith. So if there is anything good in disaster, well, then it's the reminder that God is, in fact, gracious that he is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, in spite of what our eyes might see at the moment. For his promise that Jesus will come again soon draws even closer to fulfillment. And the faithful who have gone before us, those whom our Lord has already called home as a thief in the night, well, they're with him now, free from suffering and sorrow, voices mingling with the angels in praise. And if there's a second good thing about disasters, well, I think it's then also the people who go and help. With dirty hands and sweaty clothes, theirs are the calloused, beautiful, pierced hands of God at work every single day in the midst of suffering to alleviate pain and bring a sort of physical restoration. Their voices, his voice, speaking, praying, confessing. You see, these acts are the figs expected on the tree around whom the vine dresser digs and fertilizes. Good fruit produced not just in national calamities, but in the normal, everyday life that is constantly surrounded by the snares of death. Thus, we find ourselves in troubled days, yes, to be sure. The end of the days, the end of the ages has come. So learn from your suffering that God is faithful and he is good even when we are not. Know that the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, of Jacob and Moses, of Aaron and David, of Peter and Paul, that he is your God also. See and learn that the hand that hung the bow in his clouds now covers and provides shelter to you. Hear his word of promise and forgiveness for you. Taste with your lips his goodness in the cup of blessing. And serve one another with fervent love. For in the midst of a disastrous and unclean world, our Lord washes you and he binds you to himself. With the strong name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to confess that same name to a dying world that desperately so needs to hear it. There is a benefit to living in the end times rather than at the beginning. It gives a sense of urgency, yes, but it also gives a tremendous sense of peace that suffering will not last forever. We know that the time is short and Christ will return. For some, this may be a terror, but not so for you and for me. For the challenges and hostilities of political campaigns, of violence, of cancer and heart disease, of disasters great and small, far and near, well, these endure for but a season. The mercy of the Lord endures forever. The days that we find ourselves in, troubled though they might be, are not all bad news. Christ is coming. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.